I recognize the audacity of doing this as a Midwestern millennial mayor.
When Pete Buttigieg, the young, openly gay mayor of a small Midwestern town, first announced he was running for president, many people thought the idea was crazy.
There were some people thinking, well, gee, just make a fool of himself, get nowhere.
That's Jack Caldwell. He writes a political column for the South Bend Tribune.
Well, that didn't happen. He got quite far.
Buttigieg did get quite far in the race. He was able to garner some local support, then national, and eventually he became a household name. Buttigieg went on to win the Iowa caucuses, though it was overshadowed by errors. That's why Caldwell says some of Buttigieg's biggest successes may have actually ended up hurting his campaign.
The Iowa caucuses, he actually won the most delegates, but he didn't get the big bounce that normally a candidate would get. Because on election night, instead of being featured as pulling off this great upset, all the stories were about nobody could count the votes, nobody knew who won.
David Campbell is a political scientist and a professor at the University of Notre Dame. He says Buttigieg may have relied too much on the Iowa caucuses, something he calls the Jimmy Carter strategy.
The springboard that he got coming out of Iowa just wasn't bouncy enough to ensure that he would continue to succeed in all of the subsequent contests.
Buttigieg also struggled to connect with black voters.
Some of that was the legacy of his time as mayor in South Bend. But I would say that just as much of that is the fact that Joe Biden just has a lock on that constituency because of his connection to Obama, that it was hard for any other candidate to successfully make inroads into that group.
Buttigieg was scrutinized for how he handled the shooting death of Eric Logan by a white South Bend police officer in June. He was met with protests from members of Black Lives Matter on the campaign trail.
The truth is that the path has narrowed to a close for our candidacy, if not for our cause.
After not doing well in the South Carolina primary, Buttigieg suspended his campaign.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president.
Local Black Lives Matter member Catherine Redding says she feels vindicated.
It's something to be celebrated because I feel like we dodged a bullet ultimately.
Redding and another Black Lives Matter member, Emmanuel Kennedy, traveled to some of Buttigieg's campaign rallies to protest. Kennedy says when Buttigieg first announced he was running for president, he supported him.
I said, here's this intellectual individual that can understands what systemic racism is, understands that we need to solve this.
But says he changed his mind after feeling like Buttigieg didn't do enough to hold the South Bend Police Department accountable after the Logan shooting.
What Mayor Pete says and what he does are very different things. The city of South Bend is struggling.
Redding agrees. She feels like Buttigieg turned his back on the African-American community in South Bend.
If he wasn't capable of managing a city of 100,000, then to leave him with all the United States in his fate, it wasn't something we could allow to happen.
He may not be president in 2020, but many Buttigieg supporters and political experts say it's not the end of his political career. If he decides to run for president in the future, he'll need to find a way to get more black support. But Redding and Kennedy both say there's not much he could do to change their minds. Another presidential run isn't the only possibility. Campbell, the political scientist from Notre Dame, thinks Buttigieg has the potential to be a vice presidential candidate or a cabinet member if a Democrat wins the election.
So I think Buttigieg is a name that people are going to continue to say for years to come.
And as far as the future of South Bend, Campbell says it looks bright.
Pete's candidacy is such that it has, as I said, raised the profile of the city. And I think that it has given people in the city a sense of confidence that one does not need to run away from the fact that you're from South Bend.
Caldwell, the South Bend Tribune political columnist, agrees the city is in a better place now than it was before the campaign.
I think it's good for the image of South Bend because for a long time it was regarded as where Studebaker used to be, a Rust Belt city that lost its big manufacturer. And so it did change the attitude of people in the city from one of decades of doldrums to a more optimistic outlook.
But some members of Black Lives Matter say the campaign caused some people to overlook the issues in South Bend and made them seem less important. Emmanuel Kennedy.
I'm just afraid people are going to forget about South Bend now that we're not in the middle of the spectacle of Mayor Pete running for president, and that the people that are still suffering in the community will not only just suffer but suffer in silence.
With Buttigieg's presidential campaign over, locals have a chance to reflect on how the city has been impacted. It has also left people questioning what's next for Mayor Pete and what's next for the city. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso in South Bend.